Hey, you're listening to another episode of I Know What You Watch in the 90s and early 2000s. I wish you. Chicken to China. You wear those shoes. Here we go. Welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about Cruel Intentions. Woo! I was expecting a.
Were you expecting Cassie to help you out
there? I thought it was going to be a group effort.
Oh, sorry.
But okay, yeah, we're discussing Cruel Intentions, the film from...
1999,
starring Ryan Phillippe and Sarah Michelle Gellar as these crazy high school kids. Oh, yeah, they're kind of rude, but...
Kind of rude.
They're a little manipulative, but misunderstood. But they're also very attractive, so it's like, where do you go? That is, I'm just kidding. It's not cool that people are mean, even when they're attractive.
So you sort of want them to win.
No, I never. Oh, Ryan. I was always rooting for the anyways, we'll talk about that, but no, Sarah Michelle Gellar. But yeah, it's about these two step-siblings who...
are very weird.
Who have an interesting relationship, an interesting dynamic. And they just get a kick out of corrupting... Well, Sarah Michelle Gellar gets a kick out of corrupting an innocent Selma Blair playing a 16-year-old at the age of 27. Pretty impressive. And then Ryan Phillippe gets a kick out of... or wants to seduce Reese Witherspoon because she's this virgin who was interviewed by Seventeen magazine because she's a virgin. And then that's...
No one can see you.
Those are the journeys that we... that we're taking with them. Sorry, 1990. You said 1999?
Yes.
But yeah.
You forgot to talk about Reese.
I said she was in it.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention, Cassandra.
My bad. No.
So, first experiences with the movie. This was one of the most risque ones I think I watched when I was younger. I didn't watch it. Because I think I started watching teen movies seven or eight. This one was like later, 9 or 10, when I thought maybe I was more prepared for it. I wasn't. I
think I saw the more mature 9 or 10.
I think I saw an edited version on TV, and it was quite intense, but I liked it. Ryan Phillippe, once again, super beautiful man.
I think that I actually didn't get to see this one when I was little. I saw it when I was in high school. I think that my mom saw it when I was little, and she was just like, oh my gosh, something's wrong with this movie. And so she made
a lot of things are wrong with this movie.
She wouldn't let me watch it, mm-hmm. And I think when I was in high school, I was just like, okay, enough's enough. Like, I have to see it. It has Ryan Phillippe in it.
I'm rebelling, yeah.
Yeah, I'm rebelling. And so I finally got to see it, and I think it's a really good movie. Some sick parts, but overall pretty good.
Sick parts. Yeah. Does that mean sick, like, ew, or sick? Oh my
like, that's
gosh.
Awesome.
Just like, these people are so twisted. I hope that I never have friends like this.
Or
related
Stan
to
brother.
Someone like this, yeah.
Are you where you had friends like that?
No.
Maybe.
I don't think they're that. Kidding. My friends would be that bad.
I'm just kidding. I don't think any of
Maybe
us.
Maybe they would surprise me, but I don't think so.
They did buy a Ouija board for you.
Yes, which was awesome. But... that was another level of weird.
Okay.
This is the first time I actually saw this movie.
Dun dun dun. We need a theme song for first time. Dun dun dun. First time.
That's it. That's our theme song. We're just going to have you sing that all the time. But yeah, I kind of liked it. It was good.
Oh.
I enjoyed it. It was weird. The acting was all right. But, like, overall, it was a pretty good movie.
It's pretty good, right? Yeah. So, just kicking from the beginning, he starts off, or
oh,
we start off the movie.
No, with him driving, right?
Yeah, he's driving. I mean, I don't know that that has a whole lot of consequence to it. But, yeah, okay. To mention the soundtrack for this movie, so good. Very quintessential, is that the right word? 90s songs. And
probably one of the best
angst.
Soundtracks.
Very good. But, yeah, so he's at his therapist's office. Because what is he in therapy for?
I think it was because
he's a nymphomaniac.
Because
he's a 17-year-old nymphomaniac.
Depressed rich kid is what he pretends to be. I think he just loves to screw with people though. Like the entire movie, that's his intent.
Yeah.
He's just screwing with everyone. If you think about it.
But his therapist was
she was
awful.
Hilarious.
She was awful.
I love that you called him a schmuck when he was leaving.
Well, like so, he. Doing all that, and then like she gives him one of the books, and then one of her autographed books. I thought was weird that she's like, I have plenty of these books around.
Of course, you do.
Her advice was awful. Like, I could have given better advice for that.
What did she say?
she was just like, it's not your fault. There's a lot of rich kids out there. You'll be fine. I mean, that was basically the gist of it.
Ace work. And then like, and her, she's like, Bill the book. And
oh, yeah, like, that part always makes me laugh. And she's like, yeah. Bill for the book.
And then, shit. I don't remember, but like, she knows that he's like,
why do you think he's going to therapy at all? Because he does seem to be pretty, but his parents didn't exactly seem like caring people that were like, I feel like you should go to therapy, Sebastian.
I think it's like what Cassie said, like, to screw with people.
He's just bored and he just wants to mess with people. Like, I can kind of relate to that sometimes. Like, there's been times when I'm like really bored. Like, there were a few times. There's times when I'm really bored and not to the extent that he did. Like, I wouldn't go to a therapist's office and like pretend to be another person. Yeah. But, like, I don't know, he was just, like, bored and he wanted to mess with people, and so that was essentially why. He just didn't have anything to do. Because school wasn't in session. It was, like, during the summer.
I think that maybe, because he had that journal, which the journal kind of seems out of character for him, unless he really is, maybe he is really bummed out about the things that he does and the way that he is. So maybe on some level, he was like, therapy would be good for me, but he didn't really, when he got there, he realized he didn't really want to shake that.
I think he would have gone to a different therapist if he would have wanted, like, I think he just wanted to, like, mess with this lady. Like, she was an awful therapist. Like,
She
really wanted help for his problems, he would have gone to, like, somebody else.
So do you think he asked around for the crappiest therapist?
Yeah, he was like, I am bored, I want to mess with a therapist. Yeah.
And then he got mad that she was overpricing him, so he screwed over her daughter.
Oh, is that? I didn't catch that part.
That's what he tells his sister.
Yeah, because she goes,
his stepsister.
Yeah, because he's like, I want a challenge. And Sarah Michelle Gellar is like, oh, yeah, the therapist's daughter is a real challenge. And he responds with, she was overcharging me.
I didn't catch that part. But I think the therapist was awful was, how did she not know that, like, he was with her daughter?
I think it was just, like, a fling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it was, like, a boyfriend.
It was really quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, the way she was saying it, I didn't know if it was...
Even though, I think it might... It's because when they flash over to Tara Reid, if you see at the corner, she has a picture of him, I guess just kind of to spell it out, like, in case you don't get it, he's the guy she's talking about.
Yeah.
In case you didn't get it just by the dialogue. But she had this picture of him. You don't put up pictures of...
Just a fling.
I mean, so, obviously, maybe it wasn't a fling for her, but I wonder how long it lasted for her to think that it was serious enough to get
a... Which is like, the mom, the therapist, like, she didn't know what was going on, like, why she was crying.
So she's a terrible therapist and a terrible mother. I think she is kind of a terrible mother because she just left her on hold. And she's like, oh, crap, I have to talk to her again.
Well, and I love how the daughter first calls her, and she kind of, like, rolls her eyes, and she's like, oh, here, let me give her some, like, really generic advice. Mm-hmm. Like, stop crying, it's okay, you're just a dumb kid. And then her daughter, like, tells her what really happens, and then she's, like, immediately embarrassed because it impacts her.
Yeah.
And she's like, how can you be so stupid? And then, like, all sincerity's gone.
It's, like, kind of photoshopped on her book cover, right?
Yes, that's what he put online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Slut. That was so funny.
I wonder how he made that, because I don't think
I bet Joshua Jackson
that's
made
what I was
it.
Just going to say. I bet you that his other friend, played by Joshua Jackson,
Pacey,
made it, yeah. I can't see him knowing how to do that.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know. Speaking of Joshua Jackson, top, just... We talked about the platinum blonde thing.
I love
not being something anyone
blonde.
Can pull
yeah.
off. And yeah, he obviously looks better as a natural brunette, but he was playing off the...
I don't know. I think I would have liked Dawson's Creek better if he had the
platinum blonde hair.
Because I never really liked him in Dawson's Creek. I was always like, really? She went for him over Dawson?
Really? I mean, I didn't watch Dawson's Creek, but I definitely thought Pacey was better looking than Dawson.
Guys, if you've never seen Dawson's
Creek. Yeah, sorry.
I did know that, though. I did know Joey... picked Pacey, which I love the name Pacey. I was like, yep, that makes sense. He looks way more charming. But yeah, loved him in that movie. I think he was
so
cute.
But it's like, they make him really good looking in this movie, and then they just rob us because
He's gay.
Yeah.
And the Gregster is pretty cute too, I have to say.
The Gregster!
I love the Gregster.
That guy, yeah. I don't know. I didn't really like that guy.
No, I liked him.
He just kind of looked like a dork and acted like a dork.
I, even though that story that he said was
preferred
telling,
the scenes he wasn't in,
which is a lot of them.
Yes.
I just notated real quick that girl. So after he runs out of the therapist's office, that girl he meets.
It's that
she's
easy?
Like, what's your name? And she's like, Clarissa. I notated that no one's named Clarissa anymore. I want to bring that back.
Yeah.
I really. One day when I have a baby, Clarissa.
Clarissa
with that little hackiness.
And by then everybody will be thinking of the Clueless movie.
Why?
Was there a Clarissa? Isn't her name Clarissa in that movie?
No, it's Cher. I'm sorry.
My bad.
I just looked at you with such disgust.
That was not a good joke.
I'm so sorry.
I thought there was
I looked at her
Clarissa.
Like, oh my gosh, get out.
It's no longer a body.
I feel really bad. It's,
okay.
It was Cher, yeah.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. But it started with a C.
Skip that joke.
Started with a C.
They were leaving it in there.
Pretty accurate.
Speaking of that.
Oh, yeah, Brian.
It's that easy? That's all you have to do? Like, I'm gonna... But not like... He didn't, like, really... Like, can I take you out to lunch? He's like, I'm gonna take you out to lunch.
No, how did he say it? How did he say it?
Because... I don't remember. She just said... I'm going to take you to lunch. That's how he said it.
No, at first he said, you're beautiful.
Oh.
You didn't catch the most important part.
That's how he does it.
Yeah, that's how he does it. Plus, he looks the way that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking right, Philippi.
Yeah, Brant.
Just looks innocent.
No, he doesn't.
Who doesn't?
Do you think?
Scene?
Okay, there were parts where he was trying.
The scene where he's like flicking ash off the... off the balcony, smoking a cigarette, waiting for Selma Blair. He doesn't look innocent in that scene. Mm-hmm. But outside the therapist's office, he looks pretty innocent.
I guess. There were parts where he was trying to look innocent in front of his aunt. He spoke like an old man. At one point,
really?
He goes... Or like, it was a weird dynamic. He spoke like a tiny little kid or this entirely very aged man. He's like, Aunt Helen, why don't you go whip us up some of that iced tea of yours? Who says that?
Someone who's trying to play off
innocent. And Helen, like at times when he was trying to pull off innocent, I was like, it was creepy because it was innocence of a child and you don't want to see that in a boyfriend.
Like whenever he first gets to her house and like he hears his aunt, he's like, oh fuck. And then, like, he turns around and he's like, Aunt Helen! And
yeah,
like,
and that was...
That made me laugh because the way he says it, like, Aunt Helen!
Yeah, he goes, fuck me. Aunt Helen!
Like a five-year-old, like, waiting for his aunt to give him a present.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, yes. So then after the therapist's office, he goes back to her house, and it's the first scene you see with Sarah Michelle Gellar and, what's her name?
Selma
Blair and mm-hmm. Christine Baranski, I think is her name, the lady who plays her mom.
Mm-hmm. Or as the characters are called. Catherine?
Mrs. Caldwell,
Cecile?
Catherine, and Cecile. Cecile or Cecilia?
Cecile.
Okay, Cecile. So, that was weird for me because, so is this woman just, here's my daughter, I'm gonna, it was like she was giving her away for adoption or something.
I didn't get why. I didn't understand why she was meeting with her and not, like, the actual school people.
Yes!
Yeah,
like, who cares about proper academia? Just be super popular like Catherine.
Yeah, like, the parents in this movie are, like, horror.
Oh, everyone. I observed how it was so interesting that Sarah Michelle Gellar or Sebastian and Catherine are just these puppet masters. And you never, I mean, sometimes you see how they manipulate, but sometimes they'll just say things like, I arranged a meeting between so and so. I'm like, how do you do that? Do you just say, you're going to do this and you're going to do this? And they're like, okay, everyone is just like, yeah, okay, we're going to do that.
That kind of brings back to the plot you told me about.
It's just, they're very, and I guess that's what makes the movie interesting. But I just think that's very, people do the things, it's like they hypnotize people.
Well,
and they're like, now you're going to do what I say.
I think like the way they say it too is like more, it's like, it sounds suggestive, right?
Yeah.
And then, but like, it's kind of like what they want to do already, in a way. So like, they just need like that little push to
I don't know that Cecile wanted to be a whore. I don't know if that was her aim.
She wanted to be with,
not that she became a whore, she slept with two people. So not big deal.
What's his name?
Ronald.
I think like she wanted to be with Ronald, and so like,
So they worded everything.
Yeah, so, like, how Catherine kind of explained it is, like, well, you don't want to be, like, in lack of experience when you're with him. So
yeah.
To get experience, do with, like... So, and, like, in a way, it just, like they kind of... It's, like, what they wanted to hear, in a way.
Yeah.
And what was missing from this movie that would have, I think, made it make a little bit more sense was getting to see them in high school, like, in that setting.
I think they made a prequel.
Really?
Oh, they did?
I think so, because they made several... There's, like, three Cruel Intentions, and one of them is, I think, a prequel.
Because you'd want to see kind of, like, how they got to this place of power.
Yeah, where...
In the movie. Like, do they just go to school with a bunch of, like, naive people that do whatever mm-hmm. they say, no, or...
They're the almighty!
They just think that they're the almighty.
The way Sam explained the plot to me, I already thought they were the two smartest people in the whole school, because, like,
It's weird to imagine someone, because if you know who they truly are, they are very unlikable people, but they are able to mask it so well that everyone loves them. And I have to say, I think Sarah Michelle Gellar acted it out better than Ryan Phillippe. I think he was the one that said, I did this, I arranged it, and he more had to say the things he was doing, because uh-huh. maybe he couldn't pull it off as convincingly as Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She was amazing in this movie.
They had different things that they had to do to get to popularity. Like, Catherine couldn't do the same things that Sebastian did to get popular. Like, she had to put on this, like, wholesome, like, good girl image, whereas Sebastian was more like, he had to put on the bad boy image to be popular.
So I bet Sebastian was only liked by the guys that were so impressed with him, but hated by the girls.
Yes,
probably
exactly.
Later about what he did to them, but, like, probably the ones who didn't really know him or, like, knew what he did, they were, like, they really liked him just because he looked the way he is and act the way he did.
So the guys were probably, like, intimidated by him, but they still wanted to be around him. And then I think that all the girls, like, probably just really liked Catherine because they thought that she was, like, really smart and, like...
Mm-hmm. A good, decent person, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did make a prequel, Cruel Intentions 2, in 2000.
Okay, I knew one of them was a prequel. I didn't watch it, but... I did see this scene once. It was
Amy Adams played Catherine.
It was a really weird scene. It was bizarre.
So we get to the scene where Cecile, Mrs.
Caldwell,
and Catherine, they're having a meeting for some strange reason. Like,
thank you for meeting with us. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So I thought, I was like, is she running the school?
That'd be amazing.
Is she
like, I actually have my own school.
Like, I was like,
I thought that was weird. And then after that, like, it's like Mrs. Caldwell isn't around because I didn't understand. Okay, so Cecile is practicing with Ronald's cello. Whose house are they in? Are they in her house? And Catherine went over, but she took her maid with her?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what was happening. And I wish that we would have gotten to see more of, like, Maylene's POV in this story.
Maylene's like, I work for this bitch.
It's Cruel Intentions 4.
I would have loved to, like, see her go to a happy hour with her friends.
Yeah, and then just see what they talk about. Because, I mean, look at everything that she gets exposed to around them. Like, she's standing there, and then Catherine, like, pushes that vase off the shelf, and she's like, Maylene, be careful. Wouldn't you like to have seen what Maylene was thinking
like
at that point in
her monologue?
Like,
she's probably like,
oh, dumb bitch.
Or she's like, probably like, I'm gonna ask for a raise later. Maybe Catherine just pays her super well.
Maybe, because I feel like she knows, like,
she knows how evil
so
she
like,
is. She's like,
she'd
whatever.
Probably like, give me more money.
I don't care about this girl. I don't care about this girl and this almost incestuous thing she has going on with her non-brother.
Those scenes, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
And then, it was...
Like, it's not weird, because they're not technically related, but still weird.
How long have their parents been married? They don't say that. Like, if they've been married for a year, I can see how you're at that age where, I don't care. We're not related. Whatever else, we're not related.
But... If I had to guess, I would say a couple years.
Okay.
But
hopefully,
I thought,
because it says that when they first met that they were attracted to each other, so hopefully it wasn't when they were in, like, fifth grade or something, because that would be even weirder.
Because, like, watching this movie, I felt like they kind of acted more like an old married
couple.
Oh, yeah! Like, the way
they sat
next to each other when, like, meeting other people, like, he would have them sit on the chair seat, and then she would sit on, like, the chair arm, and they would just be, like, right next to each other. So like watching, I was like, they're like a old married couple. Like a married couple. But I want to say, when that scene when they're meeting Cecile in that meeting. Like her,
she's so stupid.
She's a moron. She's innocent and naive, but like
I think they took it too late.
How old are they supposed to be in this movie?
It's high school. So I would think maybe they're supposed to. Like they're supposed 16, to be seniors, 17?
But Cecile's supposed to be a freshman.
Oh really?
What?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty
Did
sure.
Did they say
that? Makes a little more sense though. Cause I was like, she's like 5 years old, and like she acts like a 5 year old. Cause she's like, you like my shirt.
Watching this upside down cartwheel, I can do.
Yeah, she's very awkward.
She is. It's like innocence, but with a hint of a just social awkwardness. Like she hasn't. Like, was she? But she said she went to an all girls school before.
Yeah, but, yeah. So, there was like so a she. Because it just said she wasn't in a co.
And I think this is her first year in high school, so she's coming out of that girl's school and going into high school, so that's why I think she's a freshman.
But she acted like she had been to no schools, like she had never interacted with people.
I also thought like she was homeschooled.
That would have made more sense if she had been homeschooled and like didn't know about anything.
And did you guys notice that Court Reynolds was in our last movie that we did?
Was that Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't tell since they just showed that brief thing of him Wait. Passed out.
Yep.
But I didn't. I wasn't sure if that was Jerry O'Connell or not. Mm-hmm. It looked like his profile.
Oh,
and he looked a lot older than her. Yeah, he's Court Reynolds. Yeah.
Ew. So is there like a statutory rape thing going on as well?
Maybe.
Boo. So.
Or he could have been failing. Oh, that would be.
So I didn't understand. So he dumped Catherine for Cecile. But then did Cecile dump him, or were they still dating but she was attracted to Ronald?
Who? They were still dating, but she was attracted to Ronald because, remember, Catherine tells Mrs. Caldwell, she's like, I don't want her to ruin what she has with Court.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, he did look way older. And actually, so did Ronald. If she was supposed to be a freshman, especially if he was teaching cello, he couldn't have been, like at least 18 or something.
Yeah, and he was like probably in college.
I'm not sure what kind of person Court is attracted to because he does a complete 180 between Catherine and Cecile. Like,
I was like, oh gosh.
They are nothing alike. So maybe after Catherine, he was just like,
does she come off as innocent? Is that innocent act is only something she does in school with administrators and stuff? Or does she present herself that way to everyone she
like
initially
she
meets?
Because like with Ronald, she's not like... Well, because they sleep together.
How did that happen?
I
never understood how she... Like, once again, it was just a puppet master thing. Like, I will have sex with you now. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's what I'm going to have to do now.
It kind of bugged me at the end. Like, about that. That they slept together and then Sebastian and Cecile slept together. But he was, like, more pissed about that.
But, yeah, Ronald wasn't a very good guy.
Yeah. But like, and then it also kind of goes back to like Catherine's speech whenever she's talking about like how she has to be like this holy person to everyone else, but like
I'm
she can't
Marsha fucking Brady at the Upper East Side.
And like she can't like mm-hmm. be like the like how guys usually are is like, oh, if I had sex with so many girls, I'm awesome. Girls can't be
I'm
like
awesome.
Yeah.
Girls can be like, I had sex with so many guys, I'm awesome. It's you had so many sex with so many guys, you're a slut.
So you're saying his behavior kind of fed into that. It was a little weird.
Yeah, like that, like his, why he was so angry.
Because he
did the same thing, basically. Like they weren't together.
Yeah.
So why was he pissed off? Unless Catherine was like, well, you guys were together.
No, I think she probably explained it that he seduced her knowing that she maybe she was like, she even played it off as he took advantage of her.
Okay.
Which I would understand.
That makes sense. But like, so like that kind of annoyed me. Which is weird as the guy in this group to think that.
Yeah.
Let her be a slut.
Yeah.
Let her spread her wings.
I'm not saying like just because.
Not that she was a slut, guys.
Yeah,
she wasn't a slut. She slept with one other guy.
Yeah, he did some weird stuff to her.
Yeah, he wasn't a very good guy overall.
Sebastian? Or Ronald?
Well, Ronald.
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
We all know Sebastian wasn't, but...
That wasn't... Yeah, And you never see the fallout. Does he go to... Well, I guess he didn't kill them because they were just fighting.
We are, like, jumping all over this movie.
Sorry. Anyways. I just point out Catherine, Sarah Michelle Gellar's room. Did you guys notice it was super blue? I don't understand what was up with that color scheme. It was giving me a headache. It's like, why is it so blue? But anyways. Oh, yeah. And then the going back to the way that they talk, just kind of... Like, parts of the movie, the characters, the way that they were speaking didn't seem... like they were in high school or that it was 1999. Because Reese Witherspoon, she says, a friend wrote me. That's weird. I think that's... At 99, there wasn't email yet? A friend emailed me?
There could have been.
Maybe Caldwell didn't do email. She's like, maybe. Dear...
Or maybe that might have been too advanced. That's how they said her.
Dear Annette, I hope this finds you well. Hope no one has died from measles or whatever it is.
No, but I feel like you could... Back then, the people kind of still said they wrote me an email. Like you said, they wrote me an email.
Remember what Sebastian says about emails? He's like, emails are for geeks and pedophiles. So maybe it was super high.
Okay, so that was a very crass. So
they just felt that people were geeks that used it. Mm-hmm. It hadn't been like cool yet. I don't know.
Because email's so hip right now.
Yeah, I guess.
So back to Joshua Jackson. I'm shoving candy into my face. He gave up that information about Greg so easily to Sebastian. Like, were they just really good friends? I kind of had a feeling maybe Joshua Jackson had a crush on Sebastian as well.
I kind of got that bad, too.
He just, all of a sudden, he's like, well, she knows him, and he's here, and we do things together.
Or
and
maybe they are good friends.
And I thought that them being good friends, it was weird this was the first time that he was hearing it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Maybe Joshua Jackson was just trying to screw over Greg. He's like, everyone needs to know.
Maybe.
Fudge packer? That is the most disgusting term I have ever heard.
Well, I mean, being friends with Sebastian and Catherine, you kind of have to be that way, too. Like, to be able good friends with them.
You have to be ruthless.
You kind of have to be an asshole and a dick.
Yeah, you pretty much. I can't see them being attracted to anybody else.
Who's like a goody-goody.
But I have to say, I wish there was more Joshua Jackson in the movie.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't know what role he could have played, but I wanted him to. I wanted to see him more.
Whenever you think him and Greg get caught by Sebastian, he just rolls to the bed. He's just like doing.
He's like, I got my nail file.
He's like, I knew this was happening.
Mm-hmm. He's such a jerk. After that, did Greg cut him off, or do you think they were able to work past that in the relationship?
I doubt it. After that. That was probably the end. I mean, he gave up something for Sebastian.
Yes. So sad. Gosh, you're so underappreciated. Joshua Jackson. Oh. I don't know. Do you have anything? My next couple of comments are
really
the...
I didn't write a lot because I was paying attention a lot to the movie. I've seen it. So. I think if you say something, I'll...
Oh, because my next piece of commentary is on the park scene. Between Catherine and Cecile, once again proving. She I can't get over how naive. Dumb she is. Yeah. I guess naive is a much nicer way to put it. But she's just...
Yeah, she's not that bright. I don't know if there's school, because it seemed like at the end their school seemed like a private school.
It was definitely a private school. Those kids are super rich. They're not going to public school.
Do you not have to have a certain... GPA or something to get in?
I don't think so.
You throw money at them?
Yes, I think your parents just have to have a crazy ton of money.
That was probably, how she did it.
You didn't take any kind of placement test.
This one funny thing I noticed was that, I think it might be before that, but they're talking and... Like, he puts on his glasses, or Sebastian puts on his glasses, and Catherine and Sebastian are talking, in, like, I think one room in their house, and, like, he just puts on his glasses, and he walks to her and seduces her, so I was like, did he just have to put glasses on to seduce her? Catherine, or, like, not seduce her, like, do their weird relationship thing.
They were throwing around the terms brother and sister like it was foreplay. I'm like, that is weird. At least leave that part out of it, but maybe they got off on it a little bit. Maybe. I think they did, actually.
Because
they like things that are slightly taboo, for sure.
Okay.
So.
But I thought it was just funny that he, put on his glasses and then they did their weird thing. And then, like, he took off his glasses. Like,
that's all I needed him for. I don't even have problems with vision.
Like, maybe that's back to them being a married old couple. Like,
I don't know. But.
And can we talk about the scene when when they're in the house and Sebastian first starts to, like, basically seduce
Annette.
Yes, and he like puts on that music, and she comes out of her room, and she comes into the pool room, and he's in like that wheel. And every single time that I see this movie, I'm always
wheelchair.
Like, why is he in a wheelchair? That's so weird.
I guess that's like kind of part of his character. Like, he doesn't care. Like, I feel like that was kind of like an antique. Like,
it was old, and it was rich.
It's just a weird. And then he's like,
"Fuck it, I'm gonna use it as a wheelchair to sit down."
Yeah, it's that part has always been strange to me.
He's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, but he also, in like, he's a weirdo in a way that if he didn't have money and or good looks, he would be one of those outcast weirdos.
Probably. The art table.
We don't get his style.
Yeah.
Which is, but yeah, I've always noticed that, and I'm like, is it disrespectful to, I've never really,
I feel like that. Like, he just doesn't care about anybody else's.
He doesn't care, so he's going to sit in a wheelchair.
And then, like, she goes to put her swimsuit on, and this is the other part that I never got in this movie. Like, he's over in the shower, and he's, like, butt naked, and he waits until she comes back in, and then he kind of, like, turns around so she can fully see everything, and he's like, can you turn around so that I can put my swimsuit on?
Are you serious?
Kind of like he's offended, but it's like he's planned so it.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I think that's it. Like, he's trying to be kind of like, don't look at me, but he knows he's got goods, and he's like, this is the best.
He planned
this
that.
Is the best you've
this
ever
is
done.
Going, like, this is gonna seduce you. If it doesn't, well, girl.
We got trouble.
But yeah, I think that was just part of his, like, because he's trying to be cool in front of her. But also, at the same time, wants to use all of his tools for seduction. Vital tool.
As soon as he jumps in the pool, he immediately smirks. Like,
because
like,
he's a little.
Did he even put his swimsuit on?
He's a little.
He did.
He jumped in pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Is he gonna surprise her? Just kidding.
And that's why you know he was waiting for her to come in, because you're like,
yeah,
it doesn't take that long
to
put a swimsuit. Yeah,
definitely. I don't know why he had to, because he was kind of. So I guess she was showering prior. That's very healthy. Like, it's a very clean. I'm going to shower before I get into the pool, not to contaminate it. But she was gaping for a long time. Like, she didn't turn around until he said anything. She was making sure to get a good look. That Annette was a freak, guys.
Yeah.
She liked to portray that she was going to wait, but she had no intentions. In fact, she was trying to seduce Ryan. That was her trick. That is the thing.
Plot
the
twist.
You
was
don't
Annette
know.
All along. That's why. Oh, I can't say that.
What?
That's why she ended up with the car.
Oh, why not?
Don't jump too far.
She ends up with the car, guys. Oh, so when they're in the park, Catherine and Cecile, and Catherine's going through the logistics of French kissing. It is the most, which I understand what French kissing is, but I guess just hearing it, so this is what happens, and then this is what happens, it's so like, ew, that doesn't sound appealing.
When she says, like, I'm going to put my tongue in your mouth, and then
you're
going to
massage
it with your tongue. Which, like, did not happen.
No.
If you look at
Selma
that scene,
Blair went for it.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Catherine, her tongue was in her mouth pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, but it just made me laugh. The logistics of French kissing were very, like, well, that's a weird thing to
very
hear.
Very one-sided, and I don't know. I wonder how the real life Sarah Michelle Gellar felt about that scene.
She's like, after
she's
Selma,
like, this wasn't what we were.
Your tongue went a little wild.
Yeah,
I don't know, because I've always noticed that, which makes when I watch this movie, I'm just always like that.
I think that when they did their best kiss MTV Movie Award, I think that they kissed again on stage.
They did,
and so I wonder who went in first. Maybe it was Selma Blair, and then Selma Michelle Gellar was just like, God, I just want this movie to be
again.
Over with. Yeah, so I don't have to do this anymore.
No way. I'm sure they're friends. And they're both cute. Sure.
Yeah. A lot of the girls in this movie are really cute.
Oh, yeah. They did some great casting. There were no ugly guys. There were no ugly...
Except for the Gregster's friends.
Oh, yeah. The 40-year-old men that he went to college with. They're man, get that. Whatever he was talking about.
Gregster.
I didn't catch the whole story, but he was telling some disgusting story of how he was treating a girl. Didn't he yell, suck this?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said, suck it, bitch.
Something like that. Like, he's like, what do you expect? I what did he does something very rude.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that wouldn't
Which
work.
Which is really funny to...
And his friends, his douchey friends, they're like, yeah. And I'm like, these are the people that gangbang, for sure. Yeah. They're awful. But... blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. Annette, I don't know if it was just supposed to be that he is so charming. And I guess that's what it is, that Sebastian's just so charming that she has no intentions of doing anything, but she's not exactly fighting him all that hard. Like, no. With anything. If she really didn't want anything to do with him, why'd she have to get into the pool with him?
And did you see she kind of, like, fixed her hair before she went out?
Yeah, she put on perfume, fixed her hair.
Yeah. I saw the perfume, I didn't see fix her hair. But, like, she hesitated?
No, she didn't hesitate at all.
Like, no, before, like, she hesitated, like...
To fix her hair, and put on the perfume.
Oh, okay.
Like, because it looked like she was about to leave, but then, like, she stopped. And then she goes back to her mirror.
This is a man.
She saw her. Sorry, no, she hasn't seen anything.
No, she hasn't seen it. But, yeah, I just thought she definitely... And I guess it's just supposed to be that you can't help but fall for him. I guess. Yeah.
I feel like it's also kind of like those girls who, like, try to change a guy. Like they go after the bad boys. It's weird to say.
The bad boys.
The bad boys.
Yeah. That was really weird. We do love the bad boys.
And like, but like, they also try to make him not a bad boy anymore. They want to like make him a good guy for them. But I don't know.
And maybe she's happy that she's being like chosen. Like maybe that it's sad, but maybe it's part of it.
That totally makes her like. I feel like that could totally be a possibility. But.
Yeah. What happened to her boyfriend? Who's the boyfriend she had back in Kansas?
Trevor. She was traveling the world, backpacking through Europe.
That ended quickly.
Yeah. She. That would change her character. Like that would kind of make her, like he said, a hypocrite. She's like, oh, look at. Really, but oh, and there, I guess that there, I mean, I know that their relationship is obviously very central to the whole plot, and but they're falling in love, and I don't understand, it happened so fast. They hung out a total of like 3 times, and he's like, why can't we be together? I love you,
yeah.
When did he say that?
I mean, he didn't say that exactly, but
because when they fell in love, was that whenever after the nursing home? Is that like...
I mean, I guess that was that's supposed to be a very sweet look at them bond scene, but I didn't think that was love.
I didn't get that. I also kind of felt like that was still part of his like act to get her.
I think that maybe he was trying to be like, yeah, I felt really good. But the fact that she... I think that might have been it, actually. The fact that she called him on his crap and was like, you hated it. Quit trying. And he's like, fine. I think that might have been real. Like, him being like, can't fool her. Might as well tell her the truth.
No, I mean...
That could have been a contributing
part. Well, like, that part. But I thought, like, whenever she's trying to make him laugh, is that the same scene?
Yeah.
Oh, that part. That's the part.
That's when they fell in love.
Because, like, after that scene, like, doesn't she hold his hand?
Yeah, they're holding hands.
I just felt that was still part of his act. Kind of thing.
That she was like, I have a boyfriend, but yeah, I'll totally hold your hand. Like, she was kind of playing a couple of games with him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not very virginal.
She really was. And can we backtrack for just a second? Because I had one more Maylene example that I wanted to throw in there. Like,
favorite character,
guys. Yeah.
Prom queen, Maylene.
Do you guys remember the part, like, right after the pool where he calls, Catherine on the phone, or no, Catherine calls him, and Maylene is like filing her toenails, and Catherine's like, did you effer yet?
That
really made me laugh.
And then Sebastian responds, and then like Maylene just doesn't even look up, she just keeps filing her toenails.
Oh, these kids.
Yeah. I love that conversation between those two made me laugh really hard. I was like, did you fuck her yet? Work on it. Loser?
Like, blow me.
Yeah, blow me.
Come love you, bro.
And then, like, what?
Yeah.
It's just that back and forth that keeps her so into
so
it.
Weird. Blow me. Come in later.
So do you guys think that because in Sebastian's journal, I'm jumping ahead again, at the end, he has got that picture, which I think it's funny that he has pictures in his, like, I can just, the idea of picturing him cutting out pictures to glue in his journal makes me laugh.
Collage.
Yeah, collaging his journal. But he writes "my love" above Catherine's picture. So I was, like, prior to Annette, I think he, yes. I guess if he ever had to pick being in love with someone, it was Catherine. Because she was his equal in terms, and she, I guess she knew all his dirty secrets and still was there. Do you think that she was in love with him, or do you think she was just... Because, yeah, she's like, you're just a little toy that I like to play with, which breaks my heart. That's part like so mean.
That's how she really... Like, I feel like Catherine, like, her character is the type of person who's like, who doesn't fall in love, who likes just to play the games. Kind of thing.
I think she's definitely the worst of the two.
She's worse.
The worst, like, of all.
The worst of all time. Because she really, like, even when he goes to her to, like, fulfill the bet and whatever, and she just, like, basically...
That's such a lovely way to put it, to fulfill the bet.
Yeah, to fulfill the bet. And she just basically, like, tells him that she just, her whole plan was just to ruin it for him. And that he had fallen in love with Annette, and she took it away from him. And she's like, you're so pathetic. And then just, like, walked off and left him. And she really felt, like, no remorse either, like, later on after what happened to him.
Yeah, you mean at the funeral?
Yeah.
I didn't get any remorse from her.
Well, no, I didn't feel, because she was obviously still doing coke in the bathroom.
I think I got heroin from another TV show.
You got heroin somewhere?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Yeah, it was coke, because in the journal, it was like cokehead or something next to her.
Oh, okay.
Next to her name.
Yeah, and that's what the rich, like, that's the rich people drunk.
That is
the cocaine. I'm not saying that, I just think that there might have... A little bit. She was obviously denying real feelings because that would mean she was just a regular human person. But I think that she... Because at one point she says, it's different. You don't love me anymore. You love her. And she, I think she was genuinely a little hurt because maybe she did have some feelings. Not saying that she's a good person. She's
I also feel like that part, whenever... Like, kind of going back to, like, she doesn't really love him. But, like, she just, like, likes people loving
attention.
Her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, if, like, someone else is taken away just because she's, like, genuinely nice to him, like, not messing with him, and, like, not kind of, like...
I guess
Annette's not, like, as much as Catherine, like, I guess, teasing
as much,
him.
No, she's definitely not, yeah.
Like,
I guess it's just a regular, like, girls, you know, you don't... Not saying me, but I'm just saying, even if you don't like someone, you know they like you, and as soon as they're liking someone else, you're kind of like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why don't you like me anymore?
What did I do? But, oh, one of my favorite scenes is when Catherine tells Mrs. Caldwell that Cecile likes, she's like, I think there's something going on with Cecile and her music teacher, and Catherine's like, yeah, and I know he's older, more mature, and she goes, he's black!
Yeah.
And then that guy is putting down, and when she says that, some guy next to her
the white guy, he's like, oh my god, you
he's
can't
putting
see
down
it?
The tea for her. His reaction is so good. I never had noticed it before,
it's
but
amazing.
His eyes are just like,
dead on.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my, and he's just this look.
Oh, you got that like, he's black?
No, I got it like, this woman is so crass.
Okay. That's how I got it, but
and
I thought
then,
you were saying it was like, he is black. No, don't let
him. Stay away from the black thing. No, and so then later, when she's confronting him about it, he's giving her this, like, I thought we had gotten to a time where racial, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, don't give me that crap. Don't give me none of that racial crap. We gave money to Colin Powell.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you showed him. I think that's
actually
what
he says.
He's
like, well, you showed me.
You showed me. She's like, I got you off the streets. He's like, the streets? I live on 52nd and blah, blah, blah. She goes, whatever.
I felt like he could have had a few better comebacks, though. I didn't really get his comeback at the very end when he was walking through the hallway.
The black guy's out?
Yeah.
The black man is gone.
I think that...
Maybe it was just to, like, embarrass her.
Probably.
Like, to be really
loud. Just to be oh, guys, don't worry. The black man is gone. You do not have to clutch onto your purses anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I got
Which,
out of it.
Yeah. It was just kind of showing her very backwards mindset that she had. She's like, he's mature, he's older, he's black. Of course not.
Sebastian has cherries next to his mask.
Oh, yes! this consistently had this bowl of cherries next to his bed. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
Yes. What are your thoughts on his cherries? Is it
like a
symbolic of all the cherries he's popping?
Is it
or
like
something?
A gift for whoever he sleeps with, like to distract them from talking to him after they're done? Because
apparently
did you notice
he not
that Cecile
like that.
Was sitting there eating them, and
oh,
maybe he
talk.
Was like, "This is like this will distract them while I can write in my journal."
That's
cherries.
Weird that you're writing in your journal right after it happens.
That's what,
yeah.
Like he's like an old man, kind of, sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
like how you say, like, the way you talk. And then, like, right, he had his, like, glasses on and writing in his journal.
Or even a little bit down his nose.
Like, nose. Like, when he pushes her off the bed.
He just shoved her off the bed. He does not look like he'd be that strong, but he straight up just shoved her off the bed.
I also don't feel like she...
That's true. She was drunk. The part where she's drinking on the bed, or maybe it was, no, I think the first time you got her drunk. Because she was drinking that iced tea.
Yeah.
Gave her a Long
yeah.
Island iced tea. She was drinking out of a silly straw.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit much.
Yeah.
Like,
we get it. She is very innocent.
And then, like, sometimes
but does
the way
she need
talked
a silly
to,
straw? Yeah.
The way she talked to it kind of got a little annoying. Just like, yeah.
Sometimes, I will say, just to that, Sarah Michelle Gellar, like, when she was trying to do the innocent thing,
oh, yeah.
She would kind of get this little 5-year-old voice that I found obnoxious. I thought that was... I don't know. I don't like it when women... Is it infantize themselves? It's just, I hate that.
Be a woman.
Phenomenon.
Infantize.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm gonna... Look at me. I'm so cute. I don't like it. No me gusta.
No me gusta.
No me gusta.
Our but, Spanish is great.
Oh, yeah, so speaking of that part, the first time that that Cecile sleeps with Ryan, why is...
Sebastian.
Why, like, she's not friends. It doesn't make any sense why Catherine isn't there. Like, why wouldn't she be like, can I just give the letter to you? And...
Oh...
No, because,
was
like, he was
that.
On the phone with
yeah.
him.
Yeah, but Catherine's like, here, speak to Sebastian. Like, why would she opt to speak to Sebastian instead of speaking to Catherine, who's actually her friend? It didn't really make that much sense why, when she got there, she was like, well, can I just do this with Catherine's, you know, since we're friends and I've never talked to you? And especially not, I'm not going to lay on your bed and do it. It just seemed...
I think it's also, like, part of her character. She's, like, not... that bright.
Yeah, she's just dumb. Because, like, realistically, why couldn't Catherine just give in the letter to Ronald?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And
unless she somehow tricked her into thinking that Ronald and Sebastian were friends.
Probably. I could see
which
that.
She could have done, but...
But Catherine's still his sister. She could give it to Catherine, who could give it to Sebastian, who could give it to Ronald.
Yeah, exactly.
It
well,
was...
That's, yeah, that's would be the logical progression.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Like, Catherine's like, here, stay with my brother, who Cecile knows enough about, I think, I mean, through her mom,
mm-hmm.
that he's not exactly the most upstanding
guy. Unless her mom
guy.
Didn't tell her anything.
I don't... I mean, in the beginning, she says something about that
the
horrid ex-brother.
Yeah.
I can't believe he didn't get fired for what he did to the school nurse. I don't know what that was. She's like, I hear she's recovering quite well.
I kind of like, wanted to know the story behind that.
Was it a
That's
sexual thing, or
too.
Did he just assault her? Like, wow. is he a violent man?
Cruel Intentions too. That's
we can find out.
That's what that whole thing is about.
I can do the next movie. Or,
oh, and then the cute little old lady at the nursing home.
Oh.
That Sebastian.
I'm sorry.
She's so cute. Oh, we played backgammon and I won 3 times.
And then.
Yeah, but she was so cute.
Was.
I love that little old lady, and it makes me sad because I'm like, she's probably dead.
Yeah, by now she probably is.
Maybe.
Which is
Jesus,
sad.
Guys.
Anything about it, it makes you sad.
The chances of her still being alive are slim, but they're there. So she could still be alive.
Maybe.
16 years later, she could still be alive.
Is it 16? That's insanity.
1999.
oh, yeah. The colorblind that they used... During their sex scene. I love that song so much.
Yeah.
It speaks to me.
Which scene?
It's the scene where he goes and meets her at the subway station.
Yeah, the subway station.
And then they do it. And then they do it. And they like, close up to his lips during that scene. His lips are magic. His lips are so pretty or beautiful or whatever.
I was going to just say, like, sometimes...
Do you agree that his lips are pretty?
Oh my god, yes. Fuck, I shouldn't say that on the record.
Speaking of, another thing that I found insanely so hot when he did it. So, you know, after they have sex and he's like, puts her in her car and she's driving away, he like bangs on the car like, time to go. I just thought it was so manly. And so it's like, I hope someone bangs on a car after sex for me.
Really?
If you get arrested, they do that.
If I get arrested.
Because I think sometimes, like in movies, they like bang on the top of the car.
I prefer not to
get arrested.
So one
way or the other, it can happen to you.
Guys, thanks for having that faith in me being involved in that.
I was just going to say, like that scene where they do it.
So mature about it.
But that
scene where they do it.
But like sometimes I feel like some movies, like they put too much on to it. Like there's some movies like I don't want to watch. This is like really weird. I don't.
What do you mean they put too much on? Too much clothes?
No, not clothes. Well, they had that scene, but like it kind of goes on for a while.
Oh, like
them having sex.
Ah, okay.
And but they did a pretty good job.
It was just the right amount of time.
I mean, like I didn't mind. I was like, this is good job. Good
so
job,
it's
crew.
Not, yeah, it's not like the basic instinct scene. It's more like
I've never seen
the
that
calmer. Movie. Oh, well, you wouldn't like it then,
because it's too long.
Because yeah. Sometimes it's just like after a while, you're like. Let's
I
go
get
something
it.
Else.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting take. I didn't know you had a max sex scene time. Because we've never talked about that, because that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good thing you don't
know. Oh, yeah. Catherine and Ronald. Back to that. I know we talked about it a little bit. I just don't understand how that happened, how they ended up sleeping together. And she shoved him in a drawer, and he was, like, cool with that. Holding
and
this
that
little...
was weird, yeah.
I don't understand. Like,
yeah.
It didn't make any sense why... See, all he knew him as... all he knew her was as was someone who was trying to help him get
with
Cecile.
And then also, why did she hide it from Sebastian?
Yeah, or... Yeah, why... What did she need to hide it?
Maybe she thought it was somebody else at the door.
No, because didn't he say, like...
No, he knocked and she said, just a minute.
And then, doesn't he say something through the door?
Mm-mm.
But he doesn't? I thought he said something like, hurry up or something.
Maybe she thought it was Maylene.
Which at the Maylene would be
part,
like, I'm just here to get your clothes. Keep being, doing you, whatever
like,
you
I feel
do.
Like if she's like, just giving me a nope.
I think Maylene's just like, I know what I got myself into. If nothing else, you guys provide really good talks for...
For my
friends.
Hours.
Yeah, for my friends. I was gonna say for the nail salon. I was like, that's really racist. I'm so racist. And then I did say it, and it did come out racist. I just like so I don't understand how that
happened.
Did she call him and was like, Cecile's here? Just kidding. It's just me. But then she was naked, and then he couldn't help it.
Like I guess the like how she is, she could have manipulated him, like being like really. Like, she was just sad, something was going on.
Something, yeah.
And then, like, so he was there to comfort her, and then one thing, but that, something led to that, I don't know. But I think it's just to show that, like, she could
do whatever she wanted to do.
Yeah. And
I think
it kind of goes back to, like, her speech thing before.
I mean, I think
I think it was, like, very feminist of her, like, in a weird way.
Yeah, you kind of wanted to be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Preach it.
Yeah, as much as I didn't like her, I was like, yeah, she should be allowed to be whoever she wants to be without being judged. But that's not how the world is. Oh, it's okay. Oh, I wrote down that Sebastian is the original Christian Grey.
That's interesting.
Because at one point, do you know who Christian Grey is?
Yeah,
okay.
The guy from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. At one point, it's right when he's breaking up with Reese with Annette, which is that scene's also very difficult.
Did you cry?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's.
Did you cry the first time you watched it?
I don't think so. I don't think I cried. I was just like, oh my gosh, it was very intense. I heard that I guess she wasn't supposed to slap him. It wasn't in the script, and that's just her acting choice she made. And then he was like so taken aback by it and by the whole scene, he apparently vomited right after it happened.
Yeah, like, that's in the Did You Know section of IMDb.
Trivia!
Yeah.
Jesus.
But where she goes, he says something of, like, she says something like, I'm so, and she goes, I know, you're so fucked up. And it made me think of Christian Grey, because he's always like, I'm 50 Shades of Fucked Up. Which is...
Is that
an
actual line?
That's a line.
Yeah.
That's a line, yes. I hated it in the book.
Okay.
And then he actually uttered it.
Break from cruel intention. How is 50 Shades of Grey a thing?
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Nothing like this movie.
Now
this movie is way better.
And the characters are, even if they're not likable, there's still likable qualities to them. Or at least intriguing and appealing.
But
if I don't like them all the time. Fifty Shades of Grey, I hate everyone in all characters. I liked her roommate a little bit, and then her brother, or then his brother in it, but they're not the main characters.
Back to Good Intentions.
Oh, but yeah, I don't understand why it's a thing, Brian. Because women, that's just what apparently we want to read.
That's fucked up. But yeah, that breakup scene was sad.
I think we can move on to the big ending that every single time I watch it, I'm like, please don't let it be true.
So you guys kind of ruined it for me.
What are you talking about?
When we were watching it, mm-hmm. and then you're like, I think it was the scene right before he broke up with her,
mm-hmm.
and you both were like, I was like, this part always makes me sad, and I was like, Ryan, don't do it, right? Like, you guys were just saying that, I was like, what? So I figured something bad was going to happen.
Oh, I thought you knew that he died at the end, though. I feel like that's something, when I've talked to you about it,
I
definitely have mentioned it. It just kind of...
Because I feel like I remember, I don't know if how I know, but I feel like, I was like, I think he died. I didn't know, like, for sure that he died, but, like,
yep.
I know, because I think I've seen the very, like, when she's driving in his car, like, that's the only scene I've seen from that movie, like, she's driving away in his car, and,
mm-hmm.
like, I've never seen anything else. I've never seen, like, the scene before, like, where he had a funeral or anything, like, I've just seen when she's driving his car around, so, like, and then I don't know why I thought he died.
Yeah, and it really bothers me at the end when he dies, because whenever he gets hit by the taxi,
mm-hmm.
like, he goes up over the windshield and, like, falls off the back.
And
I'm like,
scratch.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? That would hurt really bad, but he'd probably, like, have some broken bones. I don't know if that would kill him.
I have to say, I never thought that him dying was too convincing, especially because when you do see him, he's got, like, a little scratch above his eye and, like, some blood at the corner of his lip.
And that's definitely
was there for, like, she was on the floor for a while, I feel like, and was the guy not, like, in the taxi not looking?
No, because you see him, you see him, and all of a sudden he looks up from whatever
he's doing
there. Texting and driving.
Like, because, like, she was in there on the road for a while, and I feel like other cars were passing by, so they might have been honking, but, like, he's, like, it just takes him really, just seems like a really long space between whenever the car and then her where she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how long was he looking down for that? He's like, I'm gonna look down here for 5 minutes. Oh, there's a person, like, on the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, if she had been hit from where she was at, then she would have died for sure.
She was, like, lower down.
Yeah, because she would have gotten, like, flat out run over. But, like, he, like, goes up over the car, and I'm just like, I just don't see that killing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to have to do an experiment.
Yeah.
Will this kill you?
Well, how fast was the car driving? I don't think that fast.
It's
maybe.
Because it had already started breaking when it hit him.
Yeah.
So, how he died, we don't know.
I mean, we know how he died. How he realistically died, that is the confusing part. But that part was...
Maybe it was Catherine.
And I... Yes.
Maybe
she was
in a coma and she pulled the
plug.
The plug.
Ooh, probably. Ooh, that'd be good. That sounds like her.
And then, to make people feel sorry for her so they don't mess with her. So they kind of
let her do her thing. She can be whoever she wants, and they're like, she's just grieving right now, guys. You have to leave her. So the fact that they were fighting Ronald and Sebastian, and then Ronald and then falls on top of her, it further proves that he's not a very good guy, because he just throws her, like, he shoves her.
Yeah.
Which I guess maybe in the moment of adrenaline and fighting, but it was, he just threw her into the road. I'm like, you are a terrible,
Ronald?
Liked him in the beginning, and then I think that he was actually a bad person.
He was all right. Like, he was like, oh, he's just another character in this. Like, I didn't think he was going to have, like, a really big part. I was like, oh, he's just, like, the person that Cecile actually wants. And, like, that's how Catherine, like, kind of, like, manipulates Cecile to become a slut. But then it's also, at that scene, whenever he... that quote's hilarious. Everyone does it. No one just talks about it. Oh, okay.
Duh. Gotta
go. And then, like, she went from that so fast, like, oh, sleeping.
Well, because she trusts Catherine.
I guess.
She doesn't but, have
like,
her own mind.
Yeah, so, like, that scene whenever they're fighting, like, he got so mad at Sebastian for sleeping with Sue, which I do. I guess, like how you said, the way Catherine might have put it, like, made it seem like he, like, kind of, I guess it's not assaulted, but, like,
took advantage of her.
Yeah, took advantage of Cecile, so, like, I guess that makes more sense why he might be mad, but, like, how he just says it is, like, and you slept with Cecile, but, like, he realized that he saw him with, like, Ronald must have known that Sebastian saw Ronald with Catherine, so, like, I just think that, like, why he was so mad about that whenever.
Because the movie needed to end somehow.
I guess.
Yeah, but, so then they're at the funeral for Sebastian, which I thought that was weird. I was like, so it's his real funeral, but it's taking place at his school? I thought that was a little...
I think, was it his real funeral? I thought it
was, I mean, they
like
had
a memorial kind of thing.
I guess it could have been. But it looked like it was at a church.
It was in the chapel, so maybe it was like a Christian-affiliated private school.
Maybe. Oh, that makes it even... Well, yeah, because she's always carrying around her...
And that's probably how she got away with it,
Coke-filled cross.
And then, like, the headmaster, Annette's dad was...
We should look on Amazon and see if they sell Coke crosses. I always wonder where she gets that.
Look it up.
They didn't have Amazon.
If it says replica, like, how much does it cost? And we'll let you guys know.
But yeah, she's giving her speech, and then all the kids walk out because there's whispering, and then they're handing out, I guess Reese Witherspoon sent the diary out for mass printing, and they were passing it around.
There's a scene of Catherine in the bathroom with her Coke cross, and she's taking a sniff, and then Annette comes out.
She's taking a sniff. That's funny.
I don't know, like, what it would be called.
Well,
right, because we don't do Coke, guys.
Coke cross necklace actually comes up on Amazon. Like, when you start to type it, it, like, you know how it does, like, a predictive? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have searched before.
Of course they have.
But
of course.
There is a necklace that you can get that's shaped like a pill and has a cross on it, and it looks like you could hide stuff in there, but it doesn't have the little spoon for the Coke.
God,
like,
I don't want that. That's
hers was
not
more
at
advanced.
All convenient.
Yeah.
She had the money, so she could have. It might have been personalized.
But she was.
Then the bathroom, and Annette comes out of the stall, and, like, they met each other, did they not?
They never met.
Okay.
Movie.
Okay, but. But I know Catherine has seen Annette before, like, because Sebastian was, like, looking at her through the binoculars, and then Catherine takes the binoculars away and, like, looks at her.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she's seen her, but the first time Annette saw Catherine, was that the first time besides in...
I mean, she saw her in the journal.
Besides...
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That was their first very interaction, but yeah, then they, like, all the kids go outside and they're reading it. They have this shot of
of
the kids who look up like, nah, cool. It's so funny. They're just look. It's like the director told them, look disappointed / disapproving, and that was it. And they didn't. They were just like, one of them I think was shaking his head like, not cool, man. It was just really funny, their little thing. And then Annette gets Sebastian's car, and then the next scene is Annette driving Sebastian's car.
Like the way Cecile gave.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. She's like, here.
And it's weird,
bitch,
that Cecile is like passing that out.
How did she get?
Like,
that just proves how stupid she is. Like, the book is like exposing how dumb she was and her, like, dirty secrets and her sluttery,
yeah,
and she's
sluttery.
Well, I guess because in the journal it might have been like it was Catherine who was, like, doing this. Like, probably the reason why she...
Yeah,
probably,
that's,
like,
true.
Like, he probably put down as, like, the reason why she's doing this is because that court, whatever, dumped her for this girl.
Yeah.
And then, so she wanted to get back at this girl to get back at court.
And I can see that, but, like, if someone beat me up or, like, cheated on me with my boyfriend and then wrote a story about it, I wouldn't be like, here, everyone read the story. Like, I would be, like, embarrassed.
Yeah.
I don't want people to read that.
Like, how Cecile might have, like, she was a bitch, so I'm gonna expose her.
Yeah,
but
I think Catherine. I think Sebastian probably, I mean, I didn't read it, but that'd be cool if you could buy his journal. Like, what?
Well, you might be able to.
Apparently, if you can buy a Coke necklace or a Coke cross. But I think maybe he just probably, because I don't know how in detail he went with the things they did. So maybe he's like this innocent girl. So maybe she was just painted as this innocent victim of Catherine's treachery.
And I feel like if it wasn't like that, I don't think Annette would probably print that out.
Yeah, maybe she edited it. Maybe she did some editing before. But yeah, so she gets, for some reason, she gets Sebastian's car, which doesn't, did he have a will? And he changed it in a week to say, Annette gets my car. Or did she steal the car? I always thought that was weird. Like, yeah. I guess it's supposed to be romantic. Like, look, she'll always have him. But it's kind of, when you think about how that could even logically happen, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
True.
Again, it might have been, like, in the hospital bed. Like, before he died, maybe he was in the hospital bed.
Annette, you could have my car.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be. I don't know.
But I thought he died in the street. Like, I thought...
I did, too. I thought that was the whole point, when he died right there in her arms.
Yeah. Then he came back, get my car. And then he was
Maybe, you know, he was like, you can have my car.
You can have my car. But, oh, and then the scene that cracks me up is, so she's driving through this countryside, and you're like, oh, where is she? And all of a sudden, the camera pans up. It's New York? What countryside is in New York? Like, adjacent
to
this.
She's, like,
leaving the city. And it's very close to the city. It's not even like, it's like, oh, she turned a corner off of Times Square, and there's sprawling countryside. It's, she's adjacent to the city at the very least. Yeah. I thought that was funny that there's this giant, I'm like, yeah, that
I just thought it was interesting that, like, that the first scene where Ryan Phillippe, Sebastian's character, or Ryan Sebastian, whatever, he's driving, and, like, the last scene and the first scene are very similar, like, how they...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that was
They film it, because it's, like, they have the outer pan of the car, and then they kind of go zoom in on the journal, and then they go on the outer... They, like, do the outer fan out of, like, them driving off.
Yeah, I'm sure that was intentional.
Well, I figured it was. I was like, I just thought it was very neat.
Well, okay. Final thoughts, prom king and queen.
All right, so prom king, I mean, the clear choice is Ryan. I do really like Joshua Jackson in the movie, but I couldn't pick anyone over Ryan.
Right.
So it's going to have to be him. Prom queen, I'll go ahead and go with Reese.
Okay.
It just feels wrong to pick Catherine.
Feels wrong, true. I wanted you to pick Maylene.
Oh, yeah. No, wait. Rewind. Maylene. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I owe that to her.
Yeah, she at the very least. Let her be prom queen, guys. Just a final thought. Reese Witherspoon's wardrobe in this. There were parts that I was like, what are you wearing? I understand it's the late 90s, but that all-white outfit she was running around in with the very high pants, the mom pants. It was a little bit...
Okay.
It was not cute at all. But, yeah. Love this movie. Prom King. Sebastian. So now that you mentioned Joshua Jackson, I'm like, oh, I do like him. But he doesn't have enough scenes, I think, to really warrant. He hasn't earned the title. So, Sebastian. Prom Queen. I just... Like, I don't even really love Reese Witherspoon's character in this. I think the most appealing person and most intriguing character is Ryan Phillippe's prom queen. I'm going to go for the old lady who played Backgammon.
There you go.
I want her to win. Who didn't really get to play, but was so excited about the fake...
She won three
the
times.
The fake games she went through. Backgammon? Backgammon.
Backgammon?
Backgammon.
Okay. Backgammon?
That's
what it's called,
yeah.
Backgammon. I don't know what.
Old people game.
Backgammon.
Backgammon?
Okay.
Final thoughts. This movie, I did like this movie.
Yes, Brian. You first watcher.
first
watcher.
I did like the movies. The acting in some scenes were, like, not everyone. I feel like the main people, their acting was good. But, like, kind of like, some of Blair's character, I was like, God fucking damn it. like
intense reaction. Yeah.
Like, towards the end where she's just like she didn't really talk after they showed Ronald, like the scene where her and Ron, like she's in Ronald's bed,
mm-hmm.
like she didn't talk like after that, but like the scenes, her scenes before that, I'm like, fuck, good, come on, be smart, like,
oh my gosh,
like, just like, be smart for one.
We didn't talk about the part where she sneaked out of her house and she put a dummy in her bed with a t-shirt that said
and
Cecile.
Then a bright red, like, hoodie.
Yeah, which way to hide
yeah,
in
way
the
to
bright
hide,
red
yeah.
hoodie, but the dummy was wearing the shirt that said Cecile as if, like, if her mom finds it, she's like, well, it doesn't look like her, but it's,
it
has her shirt.
Yeah.
It's gotta be her.
So, like, her, I was like, fuck, oh, come on, be smart for once. And then, like, but everyone else was fine. Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think she did really good. She's probably up there now, top five.
This crazy. You always. When like someone goes crazy in a movie, Brian's like, "Oh yeah, I love her." It's very worrisome about
oh,
my
that's
future
interesting.
About my future sister-in-law.
Foreshadowing, yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
I'm so scared.
There's not gonna be a sister-in-law. So we're
Brian,
good.
Stop being so negative.
It's not negative.
Hey, he's cute and he's kind of mean, but if
that's gonna get
if
me
girls are interested,
yeah, that's a little pessimistic. You're only like early 20s.
Exactly, too but soon to be jaded. It's quite pessimistic. Continue. Sorry.
Okay.
Vote.
So, yeah, I like the movie. Tom King Sebastian, because he was like the only guy in that movie.
So true. The Grinchster. Could have voted for the Grinchster.
Really?
No.
The, you're going to go from rival to the Grinchster.
The Grinchster.
I would change my opinion.
It's
of you
me.
If you picked him.
It's the Grinchster.
I'd actually choose the Grinchster's two points.
The ones who were all about physically assaulting a woman.
No, so, yeah. Tom King.
Woo!
Sebastian. Prom Queen? I don't. You know what? Sebastian just rents it all.
He's the prom king and prom queen.
He does it by himself. He don't need no one.
So
what about Maylene?
What about old lady?
What about old lady?
Come on, pick Maylene. She deserves it. She went through hell.
How long did
the
she work
the old lady
there,
probably
though?
Had a good life until she got there. Sure.
And
yeah.
Even, I gotta say, even in her old age, she didn't have that great of a visitor, but he told her that they had a great time, and she believed it. How nice to be like, not
exactly.
Actually have to go through stuff, but get just as excited as you had.
True.
That is true. She's
yeah,
had, she's,
I think she has a good life.
She's got a good
life.
Time going
Let's
on.
Go with Maylene.
Yay!
Because she's been through a lot
Maylene and Sebastian.
Maylene and Sebastian. May they live forever. Or apparently they don't, because he dies at the end of this movie.
Which Maylene was probably okay with that.
Yeah, she's like, fine. I don't know. I think if she had to pick, she would have totally killed Sarah Michelle Gellar over
true.
Sebastian.
My vote is for Sebastian. Towards the end of the movie, not the beginning of the movie. The
oh,
end
okay,
the movie.
There you go.
Like, whenever
second
he's with
Sebastian.
when he's in love with Annette, that is my vote.
That's the real
he
Sebastian.
Likes the mushy Sebastian. Well, that was our show. Yay! Next one. Did we say She's All That?
She's All That
is
our next
all that?
One.
Okay, She's All That is the next one. That, I think, is the one that started my teen movie.
It's definitely top 10 worthy.
Yeah. Revelation, so very exciting. But thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Or hear you next time.
Hear you next time.
Or
hear them?
You hear us next time.
Thanks, guys. Hope you hear us next time.
There you go.
I don't think they hear that.